This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Garfield County has dropped its case against Shooter's Grill for serving customers in-house, and the county reinstated the restaurant's license. Earlier this month, the restaurant in Rifle, owned by Republican congressional candidate Lauren Boebert, served customers and violated the ban on in-person dining because of the pandemic. Boebert's hearing was vacated yesterday, and she agreed today to follow all current and future public health orders for restaurants in the county. Shooter's is now authorized to reopen with the same social distancing requirements that apply to every restaurant in Garfield County. State lawmakers will be able to vote remotely during the pandemic under new rules the legislature approved today. CPR's Andrew Kinney has more on the hotly debated change.
Democrats pushed the change through. They said it would protect lawmakers and ensure their constituents' voices are heard. Representative Jovan Melton was absent with a serious health condition, but decided to come to the Capitol to vote on the rule change.
I would be wrong to shortchange the district that stood next to me in my hardest times by staying at home and not voting.
Republicans unanimously objected to the change, arguing it would undermine long-standing rules and make it harder to work together on bills. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Hennepin County Commissioner Angela Conley talks about protests that erupted in Minneapolis yesterday in response to the death of George Floyd in police custody. Then, the internet has become home to a growing number of self-published chronicles, comics, and how-to guides during the pandemic. They're being dubbed Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, RTD's getting ready to welcome back passengers, but how many will return?
We don't know where the ridership is going to come back, when, to what extent. We don't know how much working at home is going to become really popular.
RTD and the future of commuting in the Denver area. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has our story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Showers and thunderstorms on and off for the next few days across Colorado. Currently 79 in Denver, 59 in Vail, 85 in Pueblo. This is CPR.